Why did you run away from home?
My mother, she used to drink a lot.
A runaway teen took refuge with a friend's family.
Where did you go?
I went to her house.
Or did she?
Did you know that she was living at your house?
No. This is the first time I've seen her.
Did they hide a daughter from her mother?
Police went there twice, and they didn't find your daughter.
My daughter told me when she came home that they had her hidden in a little cellar type thing.
That's a whole lot of baloney.
Judge Judy.
I don't know where she was. Only she knows where she was.
Right?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 49-year-old homemaker Margaret Frank is suing the parents of her daughter's friend, Sandy and Ron DeBasey, for illegally harboring her teenage daughter. Sandy and Ron are countersuing for harassment and lost wages.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 464 on the calendar, the matter of Frank versus DiBiase. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks have seats.
Mrs. Frank, you have a 16-year-old daughter who ran away from home. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your daughter here? Is this
yes.
Your daughter? It is your claim that the defendants harbored her and withheld her from you for a period of time, and you are seeking $5,000, something like that, for harboring your daughter and causing you all kinds of mental anguish. The defendants say your daughter did not live with them, that they never harbored her, and they are counterclaiming for harassment because they said after they told you that she was not there, you had the police come to their house on at least two occasions, disrupting their home and their family. Now, this is your daughter.
Right, step up.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Step up. What's your first name?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, on what day did you run away from home?
I don't even remember the exact.
Well, let's have a month.
October.
Middle, beginning, or end?
Beginning, I believe.
Why did you run away from home?
I was having problems at home.
What kind of problems were you having, Jacqueline?
My mother, she used to drink a lot, and it was kind of my way of getting away from it, I guess.
When you say she drank a lot, was she abusive when she drank?
Once in a while.
Was she abusive to you?
Once in a while.
Do you have siblings?
I'm the youngest.
How old is the next oldest sibling?
19.
Does that child live in the house as well?
No, she moved out.
So it was just you and your mother?
Yes.
Who did you have the discussion with about running away?
Crystal.
Crystal, that's this young lady right
yes.
here. She your best friend?
Yeah.
What did you talk about with her?
The fact that I needed to get away and didn't know where to go.
What did she say to you?
She was just there for me.
Where did you go?
We kind of drove around first, didn't know where to
she
go.
She picked you up?
Yes.
So you drove around at first, and then where did you go?
I went to her house.
Who was home?
I believe just her stepmom.
Her stepmother?
I think so.
Did you speak to her stepmother?
No, Crystal did.
But you did not?
Not until she had already decided.
Well, what kind of a discussion did you have with her stepmother?
I basically just talked about what was going on at home and, you know, what I could do about it.
And did her stepmother, Mrs. DiBiase, say that you could stay there?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Did you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
What was your boyfriend's name?
David.
Did you ever stay with David?
No.
Did you see them every day?
Yes.
You did? Every day?
Yes, every day.
And in the evening?
Yes.
Did you know that she was living at your house?
No. This is the first time I've seen her. They're high school friends.
Step up. Your first name is?
Crystal.
Let's hear it, Crystal. You picked her up in October.
Yes, ma'am.
That
I
you
picked
did.
Her up that morning.
And?
I drove her around, we talked about it, and then I took her home.
To your house?
No, to her house.
To her house?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you do when you dropped her off at her house?
I went back to my house.
When did you next speak to her?
I didn't speak to her. Her mother called my house that night, letting us know that she had ran away and asking us where she was.
At the time that her mother called, was she at your house?
No, ma'am.
Do you know where she was?
No, ma'am.
Do you know now where she was?
No, I do not.
You have no idea?
I was not allowed to talk to her. A restraining order was placed on me.
When?
In November.
I'm not talking about November. I'm talking about in October.
Oh, I didn't talk to her. I tried finding her. I tried calling her friends, other friends, and I could not find her.
Did you know about her boyfriend?
Yes, I did.
Did you know where he lived?
Yes, I did.
Did you try calling her there?
I tried calling her there. I've talked to him.
Evidently, he didn't know where she was either, according
to
him.
No, ma'am.
Does he go to school with you?
No, he's older.
How old is he?
He's 22.
Do you know David's phone number?
I did, yes, ma'am.
Do you know it now?
No, ma'am.
What's David's phone number?
I don't know where he's staying right now.
What do you mean you don't know where he's staying?
It's been a while since I've talked to him.
Where was he the last time you spoke to him?
He was living at a friend's house.
At a friend's house?
A roommate. He was roommating.
Was he working?
Yes.
Where was he working?
He was working construction for one of his old friends.
So David wasn't living at home, he was living at a friend's house?
Yes.
What's the friend's phone number?
I really don't even know. They all moved.
Hmm?
They did move from there.
Mm-hmm. The first time the police came to your house and you actually let them into your house was what date?
End of October.
What time was that?
It was after midnight, between midnight and 2 a.m.
Is that right, Crystal?
Yes, ma'am.
Was Mrs. Frank with them?
She was with them, and her friend was with them up at my front porch.
No. Were you notified that the police were coming that night?
No, ma'am, we sure weren't. We were sleeping.
The police entered the house, Miss Frank?
No, ma'am.
I'm talking about the time that they did, in fact, enter the house. They did, in fact, at one time enter the house.
That was after the restraining order, and it was on November 8th. And before then, they would not allow the police into the house. And once I filed the restraining order, then they allowed the police in.
Okay. So it was on November 8th. What time did you go there with the police when they were allowed into the house?
It was about 10:30 in the evening.
Okay. Was your daughter there?
Yes, she was.
She was?
Yes, she was.
So the police found her there?
No, they didn't. My daughter told me when she came home that they had her hidden in a little cubby, like a cellar type thing, a little box. And she said that that was the first time when she left there that she had seen daylight in 3 weeks.
Oh, I don't believe a word of that. That's a whole lot of baloney.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Margaret Frank says when her 17-year-old daughter, Jacqueline Winter, ran away from home, she was illegally harbored by Sandy and Ron DeBasi. She is suing the DeBasis for lost wages and mental distress.
She ran away from home because you were drinking.
I'm sorry. That was
That's the reason why she ran away from home, Mrs. Frank.
No,
now,
ma'am.
Oh, yes, that is. That's what she just told me. You may deny it, but that's why she says she ran away from home. Now, she may have run away from home because you were drinking and she wanted to be with her boyfriend. That's a possibility.
That's the possibility right there, is because I wouldn't allow her to see this boy. He was too old.
Well, that's a possibility. You think your daughter's making up the fact that she ran away from home because of your drinking? You think she's making that up?
Yes, I think she's using it as an excuse.
Well, she may be using it as an excuse, which means that she made it up and she just lied to me. Is that right?
That I'm lying to you?
No, that she lied to me when she said that's why she ran away from home, because of your drinking. That's what you're telling me. If she lied to me about running away from home because of your drinking, why would I believe a word she says about hiding in a cubbyhole in their house? Why would I believe that? When in all probability she was staying with her boyfriend, David, at his friend's house and just didn't want to tell you.
The police were at where David was residing.
Yes?
The police went there numerous occasions.
Well, I don't know that.
Jackie was not there.
She wasn't there either.
But
she wasn't there either.
The DeBasis wouldn't let them in. So
those 3 weeks. The police went there twice, and the first time they did not get in, and the second time they came back, and they were allowed in. And when they came in.
They didn't ask the first time.
You say they weren't asked.
No, they didn't ask.
The first time they didn't ask
if they
came in.
The first time they just asked.
They just inquired if she was there or not, and we told them no, and then they left.
And the second time they did, in fact, go in because you insisted, and they didn't find your daughter, just like they didn't find her at David's house. You have no case. Now, let's get to your counterclaim. She believes her daughter that you were harboring her, and the police had every right to come to find out, is she there? So they came at an hour when ordinarily she would be at home in bed if she were in fact there, and they didn't find her. I don't find that harassment.
The point that it was so during the night, waking my grandchildren up, it really.
I understand that it was unnerving.
Yeah.
But what Mrs. Frank fails to understand is she thinks that her daughter will tell the truth on certain occasions and lie at other times. You got yourself into a whole pickle barrel because of all of your storytelling, right? Yeah, I know you did. It's time to get out of it. If you start telling a lie, it tends to mushroom. Do you know what I mean? Gets bigger and bigger. It involves all kinds of people. You're 16 years old. It's a very good lesson. Tell a lie, it's a little lie, and then it becomes bigger and involves more people, and involves more people, and involves more people. And all of a sudden, you got these people involved, It had nothing to do with your troubles. Do you understand?
Yes.
Is there anything you want to do about it?
I know what I can do about it.
You can apologize. How's that? Try for an apology. Your case is dismissed, that's all.
Parties are excused and they step out.
The police wouldn't do anything because of the Fourth Amendment. They're not allowed into there, search the house.
I offered to help the mother look for her daughter, but she was so drunk on the phone, I asked her to call me back when I could understand her.
I honestly, I'm glad that they did what they did for me at that time because I did need it, but I'm sorry, yes, that all of this is happening now.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rubalcaba versus Benendahl. Step forward, please.
27-year-old truck driver Jason Rubalcaba is suing his former live-in girlfriend, 28-year-old waitress Daniela Benendahl, for unpaid rent, an unpaid loan, and stolen money.
Mr. Rubalcaba, the defendant and you live together. You had three children. She has
one.
One. And you began living together in 1998. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when did you separate?
In October 16th.
So for over 3 years, you lived as a family. Is that right?
Yes.
Is your claim that she left, and when she left, she owed you money for the following things? Rent, money that you loaned her, and money that she withdrew from a joint checking account.
Yes, ma'am.
Defendant says she owes you nothing. What was the rent arrangement that you had?
I was a primary breadwinner in the household. She took care of the bills. I took care of the rent. That's how
we
did it.
Who took care of the children?
Well, we both kind of did. She did primarily.
You can't be the breadwinner and take care of the children. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a driver, truck driver.
Okay, so you were gone a good deal of the time, and when you were gone, who took care of your three children?
She did.
Perfect! So she had her job and you had yours. That be a fair statement?
Yeah.
Huh, it is a fair statement, whether you like it or not. Now, what do you think she owes you for rent?
When she had left, we had $2,100 back rent.
Yeah.
And I'm asking for half that, and then she moved out in mid-October.
Well, you were the breadwinner, sir.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You were the breadwinner, you brought the money into the house, and she took care of your children so that you could work. She doesn't owe you diddly. Your story is, you worked, you had custody of your three children,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And she was the homemaker. And she did her job by creating the home and taking care of your three children.
Yes.
She owes you nothing, at least for rent. Right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, let's get to the next thing. You say you loaned her some money.
Yes.
Tell me about this loan.
Okay, when she had moved out, she moved in with her sister. And I felt, you know, I felt bad for her. So I was like, you know, here's some money. She asked me for $600, and I said, okay, I gave her $600. And then she asked me for an extra $100, so I gave her $700. She told me she would pay me back.
Did you tell him you would pay him back?
No.
You never told me you'd pay him back?
No.
Okay. All right, then you say she withdrew some money from a joint checking account.
Yes. When she had moved out, I had my father's name on my account as well. She told me that she was going to take her name off of it because that way I still had access to my father's account as well as mine. Well, she never did that.
Because that's not true.
Just a second. How much was in the account?
About $20,000 or so.
And how much that's did false. She withdraw? Shh. How much did she withdraw?
$600.
What do you think she needed that money for?
I have no clue.
Did she have any source of income of her own?
Yes.
At the time that you were living together?
Yes, at the end, yes.
At the end?
Yes.
What do you mean at the end she had
She
a
got a job at Applebee's as a, they made her a trainer.
Yes.
At Applebee's, so yes, she did have a job.
At the end? How
yes.
much? 6 months, 8 months?
A few months, couple months, maybe three, four.
What did she do? What did she do with her checks?
Apply them towards the house? I don't know.
So she put some of that money into the joint household bills. And you had $20,000 in your joint checking account, and she took out $600 when she left. What
right.
are you complaining about?
Okay, well,
the
$20,000 was from a settlement I'd gotten.
I don't care what it's from, sir.
Right.
She didn't take out $10,000. She took out a few hundred dollars when she moved out.
Sure.
So what's wrong with that?
No, she didn't take out a few hundred dollars when she moved out. She took out a few hundred dollars a couple months after she moved out. She accused me of cheating on her.
How much after she moved out did she take out this $600?
2 months, 2.5 months.
Why did you take out the money after 2.5 months?
Because I needed the money and we were still, we were only intimate or going out and stuff only about 2 weeks prior to that, a week prior to that.
So you mean you moved out but you were still together?
We were still seeing each other and talking, and he took me to Vegas on my birthday and everything.
What was
and
your
that
birthday?
Was only, November 7th.
No, we weren't seeing each other. Shh. We were talking. Sorry.
Just a second. Did you go to Vegas for her birthday?
Yes, I did take her to Vegas.
Fine. And on what date did she withdraw the money from the joint account, the $600?
On what day? Yeah. December 14th and 15th.
Did you put that money into the joint account?
No, I didn't.
Fine. Then you have to give that money back to him, $600. Now, what about the $700? Tell me about the $700 that he
Now, the $700, he received $20,000 on a settlement, and I thought it would be only fair if he would help me out to get a new place, because I did put all the money that I've ever made, my time and my effort, into a home that we shared for 3 years, and I didn't feel that that was right. He stayed in the home, and I have to start all the way from scratch.
I don't disagree with you. My question is, tell me how you asked him for this $600 or $700.
I knew that he received the $20,000 settlement, and I asked him if he could give me $700 so that I can start over, because I didn't want to live with my family. I wanted to get on my own.
And what did he say?
And he said to meet him after work. I don't know if it was a couple of days after that, but he was receiving a paycheck. I went to the bank with him. He cashed a $1,000 paycheck. He didn't even take it out of his settlement. And he gave me $700 cash, and he took the other $300 and pocketed it himself.
$700, sir, seems like a very small amount of money to walk away from a relationship that lasted 3.5 years, where she was a full-time working partner in a relationship. Doesn't it seem like a small amount of money?
Sure, it seemed like a small amount of money, but then our relationship started going unstable anyways because of the children, of our children.
Well, that's
she
possible.
She was telling me that if she's going to feed my kids, that she, you know, you better give me money type thing. I'm like, no.
Well, that's because you were out at the bars every night with your family.
No, please don't speak to
friends.
Each other. That's why you're not living together anymore. It just doesn't seem like an inordinate
sure,
amount
that's...
of money, sir. So why are you here? What I don't understand is why you're here.
Why am I here? Because I'd like my money back that she'd taken from me. And I've asked her time after time after
Which
again.
Which money?
Well, I asked her for the $600 back, and
you
she said no.
You mean from the bank account?
From the banking account.
Oh,
she told
okay.
me no, and then she says... She tells me, she goes, well, she goes, I took the money and I spent it. And she goes, I don't feel bad about
Fine.
Spending it.
Okay, I agree with you. So you have to give him back that money. So then what'd you throw in the rent and the $700 for?
Because I asked her to pay me back the money, and she told me, she goes, well, I spent it. I don't feel bad about spending
so then
it.
You
I
just
said, well, I told her, I said, well, I said, look, I said, you can either make payments. I offered her to make payments to me.
Are you talking about the $600, sir?
Yes, and then I said, well, if you don't pay me back, she goes, I said, I'm going to go after you for everything. I said, I want for half the rent that was left over when she moved out, and I said, I want the $700
back. She never paid the rent.
His father was living with
her. Her name is on the lease.
Just a second. I don't care if her name is on the lease. That just means that she has a right to be there. You
well,
paid the rent.
We combined our money.
You did?
We tried to combine our money,
but
we did have two separate accounts. She has her own account.
Just a minute. Combining isn't two separate accounts. What do you mean you combined your money?
Okay, she had her own account. Her money went into her account. I put most of the money into my account. She had access to my account to pay the bills, such
she
as
She didn't
rent
have access. You mean she was on the account?
Yes.
She was on the account. That's yes. not combining your money.
Well, she did have her own account.
That's not combining your money, sir. You're
Sorry.
Dancing. You can't dance fast enough for me. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So the only money she owes you is the $600 she withdrew from bank account that she acknowledges she has no right to withdraw from because she didn't put any money into that account 2 months after you left, right?
Yes.
Good. So you give him back that $600. The rest of your claim for $2,700 is gone. Anyway, judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600. That's all.
I excuse you. Step out.
I warned her. I said, give me back my money. I said, I will take you to court.
Other people told him to do this to me, and he listened to them.
At least I got some of it back.
I put 3 years into a relationship and involved myself with his children, and this is how it ends.